Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. I'm going to read John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. We have Jesus and Nicodemus talking, and Nicodemus is unsaved. But he's interested in what Jesus has to say. He was a ruler or a politician. He wasn't some fly-by-night weirdo on the street. Nicodemus was a learned man. He was a ruler. He was a leader. Jesus tells Nicodemus that he needs to be born again. That term bothers Nicodemus. He said, you mean I need to be physically reborn? I have to enter back into my mother and be born? And Jesus said, of course not. Not only is it physically not possible, but it would do no good because you would still be reborn into sin. Jesus said that Nicodemus had to be born spiritually. That's what verses 5 and 6 are all about. Now, an unsaved person has a dead spirit. Genesis 2:17, Genesis 3:3, Genesis 3:19. Man's spirit is dead because of sin. When someone gets saved, they receive in them what Jesus did for them, it's called the gospel, and the Holy Spirit fertilizes or conceives life eternally in the spirit of man by the seed of faith put there by God. That's what Romans 12:3 is, that God has given to every man the measure of faith. This is called being born again. The eternal genetics of God are given to us spiritually when we get saved. This does not get rid of nor replace our old sinful nature. It does add a living spirit to us, and we now have the ability to communicate with God and He with us eternally. It is the Holy Spirit that regenes or regenerates or regeneticizes our spirit to give us eternal salvation. Let me give you several statements about the Holy Spirit and regeneration or the regening of us. Number one, being born again means being born anew. The word again is for means from the first or from the beginning. It actually means the beginning being born in you. Jesus is the beginning. He is the first. And when a person gets saved, the beginning is born in them. The first is born in them. And that's what salvation is all about. It is that original spirit that God intended for us to have in us being put into us by the gospel. And that comes by the Holy Spirit. Number two, Being born again is not a change of the sinful nature. It is not our sinful nature changing into a sinless nature. This is why we cannot base someone's salvation on the change of a sinful nature. Being born again is a new nature being begun in us. It is an eternal nature of Christ Himself entering into us. As we are born from the beginning, or have from the beginning born in us, we add this beginning nature to an old sinful nature, and the old nature does not die until the body dies. Again, this is why we can't judge someone's salvation based on their sin nature. You base it on the fact that they obeyed the scripture. Number three. Eternality, or eternal life, is born into us when we get saved. That's what John 3:15 and 16 are all about. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, once a person gets saved, this eternal life is brought in. The eternal genetics of God are put into us spiritually, and it cannot be taken away. My genetics from my mom and my dad can never be removed from my life. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 is about, talking about our old nature and all things become new. You see, it doesn't mean that we are totally, let me put it this way. You may buy a new car, but that car existed before you purchased it. The new nature is new to us, but it's not new to God. It's eternal. Now, let me help you. Number four, the battle of the Christian life is the old sinful nature against the new, to us, eternal nature of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We fight the old sinful nature with the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit, when we're about to do something wrong, says, shouldn't do that. Ugh. The preacher gets up and preaches a sermon, and boy, you feel like he read your text this week, or read your email this week, or he was at your house listening to your conversations this week, or at work. And you think, man, he's talking right at me. That's the Holy Spirit working on you with a living, regened spirit, and He wants you to change your life. The Holy Spirit is truth. It is light in us, exposing the darkness of sin. As we read our Bibles, how about we ask the Holy Spirit to help us as we read and show us what we need to change? Galatians 2:20 is an amazing, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. That is the regening, the regeneticizing of us. When we get our genetics changed eternally, we ought to start living the eternal life, not the temporary life. May I help you with this, being spiritual, Christian? Realize when you got saved, God wants you to begin to live eternal life, not the temporary sinful life. The Christian life is trying to live eternal life in the temporary. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.